When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Senator Cory Booker's office.
Hi, sweetheart. This is former VP Joe Biden calling for Senator Booker. Is Cory in? Could I get patched through?
Yeah, sure. Let me just...
Sweetie?
Give me just 1 second, sir.
Got a real beautiful voice there, honey. What's the... How old are you there?
Yeah, I'm going to patch you through to the senator now.
Wow, there it is. And Spunk too. I just want you to know everything you've seen and heard and inferred is wrong. I've got a soft touch that people beg for.
You're on with Senator Booker.
Hello. Is this a Senator Booker?
Hi, Mr. Vice President, how are you, sir?
Yeah, it's Senator Booker. Cory Booker and take her away. Anybody ever make that joke before?
No, I'm a senator. I'm a serious guy. People usually just address me as Cory. That's fine. Joe.
I hear that. Friends might call you that, but I wonder if we're friends. I'm wondering after some of the stuff you've been saying over the last couple of days if I can consider you a friend of Joe Biden and the state of Delaware. You've been pretty rough on me.
Well, my goal isn't to be tough. I think you're great. Mr. Vice President, I want to like you. I would hope that we are friends.
Please. You sound so formal. You don't have to call me Mr. Vice President. You can call me Senator Biden.
That would be great. Thank you so much. Senator Biden, you know, I had to draw a line in the sand with some of your actions. I'm sorry to get very aggressive here, but you made some mistakes, and I'm sorry, but I think you need to apologize for them.
you're doubling down on it. You're doubling down on it. It's not going to look good in the news cycle, I tell you that. And you're telling me that I can't, you know, casually, in the distant past, work with a segregationist here and there?
Sir, I don't want to get into a fight, but, you know, times have changed, and I think you need to realize that. Okay, you know, at a time when we have, you know, in the highest office in the land, all this divisiveness and bigotry, the American people are looking for someone to lead. We're looking for allies. We're looking for healers. Me especially.
I'm looking
for someone that can lead me, sir.
I hear you there, Cory. I hear you, and I accept that apology, Cory. I just want you to do me a favor and do it in public.
Sir, I apologize, but I'm not going to apologize. That's just something I don't believe I need to do. I think that is your responsibility, and I'm sorry for that.
Look, I was looking forward, Cory. I had you shortlisted for the top three people that I was going to tease with a possible vice presidential nomination.
Really?
In what would be an inevitable, basically fated to go down in flames like John Kerry-style presidential campaign in the general. But I was looking forward to you being, one of the three people I would really cock-tease with the possibility of being my vice presidential nod. And you're making it tough on me. You're making it tough on me. I'm trying to play a game here, trying to send you an alley-oop, and you're throwing the ball back in my face.
Well, sir, First off, I want to say I don't appreciate the sports reference. I know what you're doing there, and I think it's inappropriate. But I want to get back to the VP
talk.
I don't have a racist bone
in my body. Now, if you start moving outside my skeletal system, then sure, maybe there's some other systems that might have a prejudice here or there. But when it comes to my bone structure, there's not a racist bone in my body. I might have had a couple of, you know, I've got a couple of implants, and so I didn't check any of that. Maybe there's some, who knows? People had a lot of...
It doesn't work like that, Joe.
It does work like that. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I'm not stupid here, Cory. And I think you owe me an apology because you're not treating me with the omerta that senators are supposed to use on each other. It's a mafia, Cory. You know that? I'm Delaware, you're New Jersey. We've got a little highway between us. We could have settled this over a nice crab dinner.
Joe, I just think you're not really thinking about your actions fully. Like I said, I wake up every morning and I make a checklist of everything I want to say and do. I don't stray from that. I don't think spontaneously. It's not what I'm about. And I think you need to check yourself a little bit.
What is racist about working against school busing? I don't see. There's nothing in the legislation that mentioned black or white or any other races. We took all that out to be able to talk about it in terms that wasn't racist. What's racist about stopping school busing? What's racist about a very carefully race-neutrally written crime bill that I wrote and sponsored? What's racist about any of that?
Jesus, God.
I mean, I was a vice president of the first and only so far black president of this country, and I was put in that position because I appealed to some of the racist voters out there. What's racist about that?
Well, I think if you take a second and listen to what you're saying, and really hear your words, you'll see that...
I haven't done that since shag carpets were in style.
That might be a problem, sir. I don't want to fight with you. I believe that deep down,
inside your
heart of hearts, you're a good person. You're a great man, Joe Biden.
I think you're a capable senator, Corey. Let me ask you this. We're both senators. We should be able to see eye to eye. You're in the Senate now. I know how the rules work, the committee system and all that. I know it like the liver spots on the back of my hand. Let me ask you this, Corey. If we're both senators, we've got to find a way to come to an understanding. If it's not an apology, we should be able to work something out that functions like an apology without anybody saying sorry, and then we both declare victory, shake hands, and say we passed the Biden-Booker understanding memorandum of 2019. We're moving on. He's considering Booker for vice president. He's not going to ultimately go with it, but why can't we come to an understanding, Corey?
What I can do, I can apologize, and again, I apologize for that, but what I can do,
yeah,
maybe
I'll
is...
I'll accept that apology.
Oh, well, I'm not going to apologize, and again, you have my apology for
that. I accept the apology, and you know what, if this call leaks, then, you know, I think that's going to settle it. I accept your apology.
Is this being recorded, sir?
I record all my calls. It's for Delaware state law.
Consider me for VP. I'm sorry.
I accept your apology. Biden 2020...
Who are they? Who indeed are these? Shunned by society? Forbidden from the walls of the sacred castles? They were the sonorous outcast scions of a doomed civilization. They lived among us. They walked at night. They were the underculture. The underculture. They were the underculture. They were the underculture.
Hello, Underculture listeners. This is James Adomian, and this is episode 55, a very special one for you. Starting in June, the Underculture is going to take a bit of a hiatus. We've had an incredible first year. The listener support from all of you has been inspiring, but it does take a lot of work to get these leaks out every week, and the Underculture team needs a summer break. So make sure to follow the Underculture at the Underculture on Twitter and at Underculture Pod on Instagram to stay in the loop on all future Underculture doings and happenings. And before we go on this hiatus, this sabbatical, this time away from time, we have three very special episodes for you, collecting together the greatest hits and worst defeats of some of our most frequent leakers here at the Underculture. So first, today, for episode 55, we are proud to bring you the best, or should I say the worst, of Joe Biden. We should not have this, but once again, goddammit, somehow we do. Take it away, former Vice President Joe Biden.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody. Thanks, sir. It's great to be down here. How are you doing, sweetheart? That's wonderful. I'll tell you what happened. I was raised in a pool. I was lifeguard. I was the only lifeguard that was white. That's worth mentioning. I'm glad to get that out there. I was a white lifeguard at this very goddamn pool. And it makes a difference. You learn a lot, you look into the sun, and you realize that a new day is a new day. When I was a lifeguard right here, there was a bad, bad boy. His name was Corn Pops, and he used to run with Diggum and the Honey Smacks kids. And in those days, when you had as much sugar and honey from the breakfast cereal, you couldn't get in the pool unless you had a cardboard box over your head. So I said, hey, by this time a crowd started to gather. You had Lucky Leprechaun, Trix Rabbit, he was a little whore. You had the Frisco Kid, Quick Draw McGraw, Poncho and Lefty, everybody standing around going, hey, hi, ho. And Bill Wrightmouse was there, and let me tell you, he was the wrong dog. He was the only white guy, which I want to emphasize again to try to just put a nail in the coffin of this presidential campaign. And he said, here's what you do. You get a pool chain, wrap it around your knuckles, go out there like some kind of barely legal brawler, like a pro wrestler who's got charges in some other state. And that's what I did. I got a straight barrel. Back in those days, you'd get a rain razor with a straight barrel and rusty dog all the way out. And I says, hey, Esther. And that was a reference trying to call him Esther. Well, it's a famous swimmer who was insulting a guy, almost like calling somebody back in those days, Betty Boop or Kate Smith. And I said, hey, sweet. And I went out to my car. I used to leave the car idling in the parking lot when I was a lifeguard, 6 hours, 5 hours, 12 hours, overnight. Sometimes I'd sleep out there on a pool floaty with the car. It was an old Trans Am just idling out there, double engines roaring, V8. You ever see an unleaded car just idle out there in the parking lot knowing you could make your escape at any moment? Well, shit, I had it idling out there, and I had it chained to the fence, so if anybody drove it away, it would take the pool driving away with it. It happened two different times, not on this occasion. And I said, hey, Corn Pop. And at that point, he said, what do you want? He went up and he had a couple of guys like Snidely Whiplash, you know, like, woo, shit. And I said to all of them, I said, if you don't back off and get that, I'm sorry I called you Betty Boop, but if you don't back off of my car and leave it alone, I tell you what, I'm going to wrap you with the rusty end of this straight razor. I'm going to rip the fence off the side of this pool and wrap it around you. And then I tell you what, I'll drive this damn car away and rip the whole damn chlorine pool water out of the goddamn ground. And he said, well, I apologize, I'll walk away. And as I can tell looking at you kids, complete look of uninterest and confusion at this story, let me tell you what the moral of it was. And that is that I learned at that young age, when I was a young lifeguard, I still had varicose veins, that's neither here nor there, but I learned right there that you apologize for half of it, you get a fool, the guy's going to back down. Nobody wants a fight like that. That kind of threat of physical violence works not only in a pool, but it'll work the rest of your life. Whether you're a senator, whether you're just somebody doesn't like you snoring on the Amtrak, you can always threaten violence and halfway apologize your way. Hold on. His teeth just popped out there. But because goddamn is my witness, I'm going to swear to God. I swear to goddamn right here as I sit here on this lifeguard chair, I swear I look down sometimes at that pool and I think, why don't I just jump right back on in and end it? And I wouldn't mind it. Maybe Corn, God knows, Corn Pop's still alive. He'd drag a guy, he's probably my age now, he's a bad dude, he's got a string of pomade coming off of his hair. He would yank me out of that pool and fill the whole damn thing up with 2% milk, and he'd have a big old Corn Pop day. Two scoops of raisins is the raisin Kellogg's raisin brand so pleasing, is what I learned to say. And maybe we'd scoop along a big old, everybody come in, Democratic Party is what I learned. We could do a big old one, everybody, Busby Berkeley number, all through the pool, but you get the chlorine out, you put all the cereal in, pour some milk in, couple of boxes of chlorine, all the kids get to eat, you're doing a water ski number, and hey, that's how you went back to White House. Well, Nobody try to say. I don't want to come out. I don't want to come out. I just let me slip away with a naval funeral like Captain Crunch right here in the goddamn water. I don't want it.
So one of the highlights of this footage that we've gotten recently that we're going to play for you today, it's a meeting that took place between Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg in Biden's hotel room before the second night of the debate. So between night one and night two. And of course, Joe Biden, former vice president, and Pete Buttigieg, current mayor of South Bend, Indiana. They're both running for president for the Democratic nomination. And as we know from previous episodes, Joe Biden records all of his conversations, and that appears to be what happened here. So I don't know who in Joe Biden's inner circle is leaking us this audio, but I'm grateful for it. And I'm very happy to take this and put it out on a podcast and put the extended version on a Patreon. For those who are supporting this campaign, we shouldn't have it, but we do. Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, take it away.
You look like you could put up a fight.
Oh, I could put up a fight, yeah.
Is this offensive? It almost certainly is. Are you a top or bottom? Which way do you go?
Now, this is a question I've heard.
I was recently, I had one of my intelligence advisors brief me on the concept of topping and bottoming.
You understand that?
They brought in a bunch of folders. I just looked at a couple. I just flipped through a couple of. That's how they briefed me. I guess bring in a, you know, there's a leather binder and you look through it and you go, yeah, that looks right. Whatever you guys think.
Well, Tass and I both don't label ourselves as a top or a bottom.
Why the hell wouldn't you leave? Why wouldn't you jump into the one or the other?
Well, we
for
like,
God's sake.
We like to call ourselves a lay down.
So you're not top or bottom. You're just perpendicular. You're parallel to each other.
Yes. And then we basically hug each other. And then I say, Chasten, we've been together since 2015, and look how far I've come. And that's another sex joke.
Oh, that's just
because I've
by that point you had a little jet come up. Are you a? Let me ask you this: because are you a shooter? Or are you?
Oh, definitely.
Does it kind of drip out?
I'm a shooter. Since it's just you and I talking here, but
and I understand you're in the military too.
I was a shooter there too.
I guess so. But this is before you weren't even out of the closet. You're in a
Navy
intelligence.
No, I was not gay yet.
You're a Navy intelligence officer.
Navy intelligence officer.
Wow, so what do you, so you're so must be a smart reserve. Guy.
Yeah, pretty smart. People would come up to me and be like, what's this? And I'd be like, well, that's a gun. And I
boy,
would help
oh boy.
People out like that.
We could have used more wildcats like you out there in Afghanistan, I tell you that. Mm. Yeah, boy, oh boy. I'm glad you were able to. I salute your service. Incidentally, the laying down next to each other, I guess it's that's nothing. I wouldn't even consider that gay. That's what we call a Chesapeake rub. Well, that's what we call an Old Bay where I come from.
I guess you would be an Old Bay, right?
Old Bay sauce. I put Old Bay. Sometimes I spike a condom with Old Bay spices.
I'll have to try that one. I have not done that yet. I've not put any spices in any of
them. You ever come down to Delaware?
Yes, I've had had a.
We got a lot of banks and financial corporations. You'd like it.
Yes.
I see eye to eye with you. I see eye to eye with you.
I'm pretty short, so you have to look up to see your eyes.
Well, I arranged it. I gave you a little booster seat across the table here.
It's got a cute little seatbelt.
You haven't touched any of the Cheerios I put in front of you.
Well, I don't want to mess up my shirt.
All right, he doesn't.
Let me roll up my sleeves. Oh, they're already rolled up. Okay.
You always have your sleeves rolled up, I notice.
I'm always ready to get busy and dirty.
Yeah, you're like a guy. I like that about you. You're like a guy who's got nothing populist about you except you studied the photos and said I should at least roll my sleeves up.
Yeah, a lot of people push on me that I should get short-sleeved shirts. And I'm
then you'd look like some kind of engineer.
Yeah, I'm not Al Bundy shoe salesman or something. So. I'm not a shoe salesman. I would never be a shoe salesman. I would be president, though, so I would. That's why I wrote my sleeves. Well,
you're just a mayor.
But I'm a cute mayor.
You're a mayor. You know what a mayor should be doing in your point of the career? A mayor should be building corrupt networks that in the future will be used, you know, when you're a little bit older, 50 or so, give it a 12 years. Wait till you're 50. You should have a corrupt. Honestly, you need a bigger city. South Bend, nobody's heard of it. Why don't you try Indianapolis? It's right next door.
South Bend is my home. Now, Joe, you.
What do you got a problem with Indianapolis?
Indianapolis. Have you tried their burgers? Have you tried their burgers?
I've tried burgers in every.
Have you had South Bend burgers? Because we've got the best burgers.
Well, that seems like a generic thing.
We got these little cute burgers that I like to hold in my little hands.
Are you talking about sliders?
Oh, yes, I am.
Those are not full-size hamburgers, those little hands you got there.
But I'm not a, you know, those are just as good. They do the job. They get the job done. And that's how I like to think of myself as a
job done. Get
a slider, you know, a slider, smaller hamburger.
A little hamburger, but you got them packed. You got the meat packed in there.
That's right.
You're smart.
What Chasten said.
Your chest and see it. Now, it sounds like that sounds like he's a bottom and you're the top. I want to figure this out because I tell you, I don't want any tops on my, as my running mate. I don't want anybody swinging their dick around. I only want to, if it's going to be Biden Buttigieg 2020, I'm going to want, I confused myself. Am I on tops? God damn it.
You okay there?
Can I get a bottle of aspirin?
Yeah, I've got aspirin right here.
Actually,
I keep it in my little shirt pocket.
I got these wallpaper people. They come up and they taste everything.
Oh,
they're my they test everything for poison. Mm. I lose about one every 6 weeks.
Oh, people are trying to kill you?
No, it's accidentally poison. Sometimes I eat leftovers that have been out too long. Salmonella usually. It's me accidentally poisoning myself.
All right, okay, so you get confused a lot.
You want to try? Let's try. Will you try these?
Okay.
Just will you take up half a bottle of aspirin for me, honey? Yeah. Oh God, she's wait. Oh boy, lost another one.
Oh,
Well, it's an interesting test for you, Pete. What do you want to do? You want to be a power player in the top? You just saw a wallpaper assistant fall dead from an overdose of aspirin.
Joe, I can't be a part of this.
Maybe they weren't aspirin. You think I'm just a doddering old fuck? I've forgotten a lot, but one thing I haven't forgotten is pure power play. And as I'm looking at you, across the table, man to man, I'm progressive enough. I stopped saying, look,
apologies.
I stopped using gay slurs halfway into Barack Obama's presidency. I'm looking at you man to man across this table here at the Four Seasons in Detroit.
Just two guys.
There's a dead wallpaper intern on the floor. There's a couple more. Look, you see how they're trained? They're trained like Dobermans. They don't even flinch.
Hi there.
So what do you do, Pete, presented with this problem? Because you're an accessory. Whatever happens here, you might be an accessory to it. What do they teach you in the intelligence corps, huh? You must know where some of the bodies are buried.
I guess you would just have to...
It's crab season, Pete! Think fast!
Dump them in the river and hope that the crawdaddies have their way with them.
That's right. If you didn't learn that in the South Bend, you sure as hell learned it in Kabul.
Joe Biden's campaign has been leaking like an old roof, and most of it has come to us, the underculture. We've got a lot of internal audio that was recorded there for Biden's campaign and just for them, and we've managed to get our hands on it. And again, it has happened. Joe Biden interviewing potential running mates, potential campaign spokespeople. Apparently, he brought in this. I mean, I guess this is kind of a savvy move or a Hail Mary. Specifically a Hail Roseanne. Joe Biden brought in Roseanne Barr as a potential campaign surrogate. He assumes he's going to win the nomination in 2020 for the Democratic Party. And now he's trying to reach out to this, the great white whale, the white working class. And Who better to speak for them than disgraced sitcom comedian Roseanne Barr, Twitter bigot Roseanne Barr, who apparently met with Joe Biden. They reached across the aisle. I don't know if it would be like a bipartisan, like a Joe Lieberman situation. Anyway, Joe Biden had this interview with Roseanne Barr to vet her as a potential running mate. This is fascinating. We really should not have this, but you know what? We do.
So we brought you in. You said something nice about me on Twitter. I know I followed you. You got booted off Twitter, and then you got back on with some alternate accounts. And I follow you. I've got a couple of lurker accounts on Twitter. I follow the damn thing. I saw you said something nice, so I said, bring her down. Bring her back. She's a bigger woman than I usually like. But let me tell you, I want to sit here face-to-face, and maybe I'll squeeze behind you in a second. What would make you want to come on the campaign? Because what we're trying to do is get rid of Trump, and I know you represent maybe somebody who likes Trump.
I think I could give a different perspective because I'm a domestic goddess.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office. I was live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
It's showtime.
You're a domestic goddess. Now, how do run me through the career? Because all I saw you on Carson. I saw that he called you over. I saw you wore the baseball cap. You did that fantastic rendition of the national anthem down at the baseball game.
Yeah, I could do that for you when you win. I could sing the national anthem for you.
All right, that's what we're considering you for a partner, a founding partner, a maxed out donor, or maybe just somebody to sing when I go on stage. You could do the national anthem?
Yeah. I say, can you see? I could do that for you.
If you sing that, I swear to God, I will start whispering the Gettysburg Address right in the back. You plug your ears like that, I'll just gently pull your fingers out of your ears.
And
I'll start. Try it. Just let's do it. Let's see if we could be a class just right up there inspiring for America.
I'll say, can you see?
We're scored by
the
7 years ago.
Of me.
Our forefathers in the course of human events. That's great. You know what? Honestly, I changed the national anthem to that.
Have you ever thought about reading something from the Kabbalah?
You think that would help me get the votes out?
You got to pull out what you want to pull in.
I'm familiar with the Kabbalah mostly from Alan Moore's classic comic book, Promethea. That's the extent of my knowledge. I sat one time. I had a terrible meningitis, and I was laid up in the hospital. And I read Alan Moore's Promethea, and that's the extent I know about the Kabbalah. You got the little letters there and circles, and you got lines going between them.
Yeah, it's Hebrew.
If you look at it in a certain way, it looks like maybe they're just arms reaching out to a couple of very inviting globes.
Yeah.
Gently caressing each other. Each one just reaching out. Nobody has a problem with it.
Biden 2020. Biden 2020. Every time we have had a Joe Biden leak on this podcast, it's been explosive. Whether he's trying to convince Roseanne to be his running mate or recruiting Pete Buttigieg to help hide a body, the Biden leaks always, they're always crazier than the last one. And today should be no different. Because apparently Joe Biden had a covert meeting with a fellow Democratic presidential candidate, Marianne Williamson. And this happened recently at the Four Seasons Hotel in Delaware. And he taped the conversation like he tapes all of his conversations, unbeknownst to the other person, but beknownst to us. And well, you know, like his other recordings, it found his way here to the underculture. I'm glad he's doing it. We should definitely not have this, but God damn it, somehow we do. So take it away, Joe Biden and Marianne Williamson.
I'm prepping up this No Malarkey tour, which is basically 48 hours a day of pure malarkey. And
is that a branded campaign slogan, by the way?
Yeah, No Malarkey.
No Malarkey.
No Malarkey.
Interesting.
We photoshopped that. We went back. What we did
You retroactively photoshopped your campaign?
What did I meant to say I workshopped it. I workshopped
it. Oh, workshop, not photoshop.
We focus grouped the malarkey tour. We went out. We didn't call anybody's cellular telephones. What we did was we went to senior centers. We actually pulled people who watch Turner Classic Movies. We pulled people who...
The Criterion Collection.
Well, now that's too hip. That's too hip. We pulled people who specifically only watch, who just have MSNBC or Turner Classic movies on.
Sort of like the Fox News, but for a different kind of person.
Yeah, just old Democrats. Yeah, old Democrats who are just stuck in the snow somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they all said, malarkey, that's great. I know what that is.
It's a big M word. They do tend to love those M words.
Yeah. So that's the name of the tour. It's a bus tour across Iowa. I've got a couple of body doubles doing most of the work. I'm hopping off to some fundraisers here and there. But I'm fully aware that these primaries are coming up. And I feel like there's 7 weeks away till that Idaho primary. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm wandering, like I'm approaching these primaries like an old man wandering into traffic.
Yeah.
Backwards. Yeah, if it wasn't for the... I'm looking around, I'm going, I forgot to put my socks on.
Joe, you know, sometimes when you feel one way, what you actually have to do is listen to yourself, because that might be what is actually happening.
So you think I should listen to myself? Well, if I listen to myself, let me tell you, if I listen to myself, I just...
What are you saying? What are you telling
me? Well, if I listen to myself, I'd go give a speech down to the crabs out in the Chesapeake Bay.
And maybe you should be doing that.
I'd sit down there and let them start snapping at my legs. Did you see how well I did at that speech at that pool? Talking to those kids about the hair on my legs?
Yes, people reaching out of the water. Creeps.
Do you think this would work? Do you think this would work if I go to different primary states and talk about people touching different parts of my body?
You know,
I like to think of myself as some kind of saint, if somebody's not been a saint, some kind of beatified, you know, martyr or something.
You know, here's the thing.
Saint Biden.
I think we all have a purpose in our lives that we cannot control. And if it turns out that your true purpose is to save the crabs, or the crabs, is that what you wanted to
do? Yeah, you got your crab. You ever have a good Chesapeake crab?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and, yo, hey, I'm talking to one of these silent servants. Yeah, yeah, can you get Margaret here just a crab?
Marianne.
Boil it up in front of her just so she can see it die. It's the funniest thing when they get boiled up right in front of you.
Because
you're not one of these vegetarians, are you?
No, I'm not. You know, I'll eat anything. Truthfully, the majority of my money right now is going to my campaign. So really, I will just eat. Even if it's murdered in front of me, as you seem to be so intent on doing for me right now. I'll just eat anything that's right in front of me.
Bring that crab in. I'll rip a crab apart for you right now.
Running a campaign is very expensive. Oh, do you have a bib?
Oh, I got a bib. How do you think I wear a bib all the time?
You have a little...
I got it under my nightgown.
Turtle bib. It's underneath your shirt, which is unique.
Well, you should see that I don't just spittle and dribble out the front. I got a few loose holes.
Interesting.
I got bibs underneath every orifice on my body. And they've all got little crabs.
Well, may I have a clean bib then?
Let's plunge them. Here, now we're just talking business here.
We're just talking.
Now you see, here he is snapping it out. He snaps at you.
Put that thing in the wall.
He's not going
to. I have to tell him, I'm so hungry.
Well, we got these primaries coming up. We got Idaho coming up, and we're seasoning up here. You got Old Bay sauce on.
Where did you get the money for your campaign, if I may ask?
That's a great question. Pharmaceutical companies. We got small working class donations from people, independent voters, white working class voters, people who are going to take this campaign over the top. Pharmaceutical companies, people who belong to a country club. Our biggest donors are people who have no current employment, who live off their investments, and are a member of one country club but trying to work their way up to another one. The double country club members, that's golfers, people who work in golf-related industries, lawyers for the petroleum, and financial.
Financial people,
yeah.
Of course.
Delaware is just one big tax haven.
It's a much overlooked state.
We got a lot of banks headquartered here. We're just one step above the Virgin Islands.
Give me some of that, Fami.
This is just the... Wait.
Thank you so much, actually.
Well,
I was a little...
Look at him. You can see the... Look at him. You can see...
Making deep eye contact with me. So we'll just turn him around. And he's honestly...
They got faces on him. They look like Colonel Mustard from Clue, if you look at him close.
Oh, isn't that... special. They do bear a little bit of a resemblance.
All right, soon. It's going to be good. We'll eat some of that.
So, I've actually, I was a little skeptical when you asked me to come to your hotel room at 10 p.m. at night, I have to say.
Well, Mr. Biden, I went through the proper channels.
You did. That's correct.
I threw a rock at your window.
Well, I thought, he's being courteous. Poems. He's clearly trying to woo me, court me of some kind, perhaps.
We got too much. After Idaho, we got the New Hampton primary coming up. We got East Carolina, Sierra Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
These primaries are going to start. And right after all these early primaries, then it's going to be Super Wednesday. I got to know what the path is. And I want to know what your plan is. If I could, swipe some notes from your plan of success.
Oh, Joe.
Get on a spiritual track here.
I have to say, I think it's a little late for you to be joining the spiritual game now. Ooh, yes. But I do feel that perhaps it would be disingenuous if you were to switch paths right now. I mean, you say that your money is coming from the pharmaceutical big pharma.
My record is clear. And I've always said this. I've been accused of this and that. Malarkeys, and here's one of them. As I said from the very beginning, my money has always come from prison guards, prosecutors, corrupt pharmacists, people who,
people who have money,
people who are landlords. Landlords that have carried out an eviction in the last 6 months. They're some of my biggest donors. I've said that from the very beginning.
Well, at least you're being honest. I, for one, am having, as
most
I said...
I'm being honest.
At most, you're being honest. Very true. I, for one,
can't remember enough to be honest or lie. That's a fun place I live in. I don't even know. I don't remember what the truth is I'm supposed to be saying.
Well, you're just being you, Joe. You just go out
I'm
there...
I'm just being me. I'm follow bouncing ball.
Clearly, one of my favorite moments from the Obama era was that picture of you with your sunglasses on eating ice cream. I think that's the best thing you did during the Obama era.
What do you mean? That doesn't narrow it down.
You're right.
There was about 1,500 pictures like that. You ever Google me?
I haven't. I've actually never used Google.
Well, here's go text Joe to 3333 Google.
Okay, I'm going to
And then
phone
you
out
see
right
it and maybe that'll bring up some. I think it gives me a donation and it'll pull up a picture of me.
How do I text on this thing? Oh! Oh!
That's all right.
That's
just right.
The hot water all over
that's
you.
That's all right.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. It's a real one. And it was hot water, too.
It's hot. You really did spill a pot of hot Old Bay crab juice all over me. And God
Joe,
damn it. Now it's.
Oh, Joe. Oh, are you taking your shirt off? Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, it's a nightgown here. Luckily, I had a big bib, but boy,
I was trying to crack the leg open.
What are these silent Doberman servants doing standing around I told you to? Get over here and wipe me down. All right, Now, look.
Oh, boy.
You must be from the West Coast. You don't know how to open up a crab. Where the hell are you from?
I only
know you from Oprah.
I'm from Texas, physically.
It sounds like you're from an old Bogart movie.
Yes, well, metaphysically, I'm from lots of places, but are you all right?
It sounds like you're from one of those old movies where somebody's always smoking and saying, "Oh, please, darling."
You have some skin hanging off. Yeah, maybe perhaps we should take.
Might
be a burn.
Yeah, I'm feeling the burn a little bit. He's on my shoulders here, and I got crab burn juice all over me. Wherever I go, whether I'm in a pool, the kids when I'm in a pool, they start rubbing my legs up and down, and then here I just have a nice off the record meeting with
Marianne Williams,
and then you got these and look these campaign staffer servants. They come up and they can't get their hands off me.
Well,
Lugging
you
them.
Did have scalding crab juice all
Lugging
over
them,
your
wiping
body,
me
sir.
Down. Look and you look. Wipe,
oh, sir, I
wipe the hair on my leg and you see how it pops back up.
Sir, again, I want to say I did feel uncomfortable coming here at 10 p.m. at night, and perhaps we could lay off on the rubbing.
I'm not going to come after you and tell you you got to drop out of the race. I like you being in the race. You're not a threat to me or anybody.
Well, the fact is I'm not dropping out of the race because you would never be able to look into my eyes and then look at my feet and say,
they're
that's
swirling.
The same
they're
people.
Swirling. They're swirling.
What's
they're
swirling?
My
your
eyes are swirling.
My eyes are swirling.
You're looking up and down. Hubba, hubba, look at the...
Joe!
Hark, Triton, hark! Let Neptune strike ya, Dad Winslow.
Joe!
Are you, I don't know what comes over me sometimes.
Oh, it's my just God, Joe.
The spirit of the Neptune. I was so close here. We're here at the Chesapeake, close to the Atlantic. It's just the spirit
Joe,
of the...
Joe, you sprouted a hard exterior shell.
The god of the sea,
shell.
Sometimes the god of the sea. Can you see the shell?
Ow, you're pinching me, Joe. Let go of me like that. Joe! Oh, God! The crab juice!
Bear, father, the sea king, rise from the depths, full foul in his fury. Black waves teeming with salt foam to smother his young mouth with pungent slime. To choke ye, engorging your organs till they turn blue and bloated with bilging blood.
Joe! Oh, my...
It's really... The Old Bay's really seeping into my pores.
Joe, I have to tell you.
You gotta tell me.
You are a beautiful creature. Yes, come back.
No longer human!
Come back, yes.
I'm holding on to you. I'm holding on to you.
No.
I'm gonna...
Joe, go away.
Tell me...
Joe, nobody wants you anymore, Joe.
We Why do you have this power over me?
What is this creature's name? Is that your name? Did I get it correct? Oh, that's just...
Why just spill your beans to me, love?
Oh, you want me to spill my beans?
I think the Old Bay sauce has gotten me somehow it got some of the events of Willem Dafoe in the lighthouse to start creeping into my mind. That's the last thing I need.
Oh, I haven't seen that film.
I saw it and I was like, boy, oh boy, I'd love to be. I'd love to.
I'd love to have
a nice vacation adventure on a beautiful postage stamp vista like a lighthouse out there.
I was going to go see that movie, but then I decided to stay home and rewatch Crossroads because it's actually the only movie that brings me happiness.
Crossroads.
Yeah, it's a Britney Spears drama.
Oh, I thought it was something about selling your soul to the devil. Yeah, you believe in all this. You believe in all this Wiccan. You're a non-traditional. You know, your religion is you believe in what, the Celestine prophecy? Is that your religion?
Absolutely. I believe in a little bit of everything, actually.
Yeah, so how do I get any bit of that New Age business? Do I have to prick myself, the New Age, sell my soul to the devil?
Joe, you've made me very sad, actually.
That's how it works, right? The New Age is the same as the devil?
I fell in love with whatever you just showed me before. I have to say, there it is.
Oh, you like that, huh?
That seemed to be the true essence of who you were at your core. I mean, I've lived my whole life believing in the Meg.
No, malarkey.
There it is. Malarkey, is that your name?
Look at this. Look at these little crabs. There are little crabs coming down from all the doors and windows. They're creeping in here and snapping at us.
Oh, my God. They have rope. They're
the
tying my ankles.
The
yeah, they've got my hands above my head just the way I like it.
Neptune, the king of the sea.
Oh, be gentle, Joe. Be gentle.
Forgotten to any man, to any time. Forgotten to any god or devil. Forgotten even to the sea. For there is not even a bit of your soul. No more. But is itself the sea. Did you like my cooking?
I loved it. And I have to say, I'm ready to give up the presidential race because I like your crab so much.
You're going to drop out or you're going to join me?
I'm going to join you.
That's it.
I have been desperately
blackmailing. Cajoling. I have been reaching out. Stacey Abrams has been leading me on. I've been trying to get
you misunderstand me.
Stacey Abrams wanted me to drop out and endorse her for president before she'd agree to be my vice president.
That would have been more likely. I
thank God I finally have.
Joe, you misunderstand me yet again.
What do you want?
I don't
want
to run with you, Joe. I want to run with Malarkey.
What? You're going to take my campaign slogan?
No,
that's all I've got.
That creature that's inside of you, Malarkey. That's what the people want. They want authentic.
Why just spill your beans, Summers?
They want authentic communication. This creature that's coming out through you is more real than anything you've ever shown to the American people.
Look at me. Look at me, yes. And behold my eyes like a lighthouse.
Yes, look at you.
Staring at you.
Staring at you. I am under your spell. I am at your command. I will do what you ask me to do.
Malarkey!
Malarkey! Malarkey!
I only realized how similar malarkey rhymes to anarchy. You could think of it as a system of government.
It's a bit like a synonym.
An anarchist, a malarchist. I'm a malarchist.
Yeah, malarchist. All right, it's a bit
that's
like a synonym.
That's a new failed slogan we're going for.
Well, you know what
well,
they
say. Well, I guess I can press stop on this reel-to-reel. Oh, I'm not.
We've been recording this whole time.
Yeah, but I'm going to...
You're doomed. Your candidacy won't be remembered. You'll be roiled and devoured by the sea until your candidacy is ground up like the sand itself.
And this is why we need to fix global warming.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. But I think we should slow down and take an easy approach to it.
Mm-hmm. What does Malarkey think?
Well, here. I'll tell you all about it. Just come up close here and I'll give you a crab massage.
Crab massage.
Snap, snap. Oh, it might hurt a little bit.
It hurts, but in the way you like it.
Yeah, snap, snap, snap.
Ah. Oh, yes, right there, Joe.
Ah, what did... Can we sing a song, a little lullaby?
I would love to.
What did Delaware, boys? What did Delaware?
You know, I don't know this one, but I'm going to sing it with you anyway.
She wore a New Jersey, boys. She wore a New Jersey.
She wore a new boys.
That was back when states used to stand for suggestions about the clever puns.
Maybe we should make up a new national anthem.
We should make up a new state.
Okay.
What do you want the national anthem to be?
I want it to be about liberty and justice and... Like enough salt in your water for everybody.
A liberty and justice and salt in
your
water?
For the sea people.
So you want to have a national anthem that's like a sea shanty about some sailor that tried to do a mutiny and then he said he got thrown overboard just as they hit the equator.
Exactly, yeah.
That sounds like a banner.
Let's do it.
Did you know the Star Spangled Banner thing just happened right over just 100 miles, 20 miles away from here, down in Baltimore?
The what thing is that?
That's the whole Star Spangled Banner thing with the.
Oh, I don't actually know that song.
Well, it's a long time ago. This country's almost as old as Rome.
Mm.
Did you know if we were?
It's as old as Rome.
I guess it is.
It just wasn't the United States of America at the
time. Oh, you know what? I bet I taste good. Well, let's eat one of my claws.
All right.
Snap, snap,
but only
snap,
if you're
snap.
Offering.
You like my cooking.
This is the best night I've ever had.
Smother me, Marianne.
Thank you. Thank you. That's right. That's right. I look you in the eye and I can say Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday, Biden's up! Biden is up! They declared this campaign to be dead and buried. Not just 1 week ago, mainstream media. Biden campaign's dead and gone in the water. Out with the toilet. In with a new year. Something borrowed, something new. Well, let me tell you, they mixed that up with my physical fitness report because this campaign's back. Biden's up, baby. Biden in your face. We're winning some big primaries, big states. We're winning big Texas, Minnesota. We're Maine. Let me tell you, the Maine squeeze comes down to Maine. We're winning the Adirondack primary. We ran the Chesapeake primary 100% out of 2000. Okie Finokie, Chattahoochee. We won all those damn primaries up and down the whole bed. Up and down the whole saucer bed. Poconos primary. We won the Canada primary by 500%. honor party up in the mountains. They held a primary. Guess who came out on top? Joe Biden. Don't mind the taste of human flesh, I'll tell you that. I took a chomp out of corn pop that would make Gruff the crime dog suck his own dick. This campaign's not going to stop till we've locked up the primary and doomed the general election. That's right. We're running for the United States Senate because there's a tradition here in the year 2016, and that is that we're going to win these primaries for 2012. You got Mayor Pete, he looks like Chippendale. You got Amy Klobuchar like a stack of cheese. Those two can't keep away from each other's throats. One thing they agree on, Joe Biden, he's in a driver's seat, baby. That's right, Papa knows best. He's got his hands at 10 and 2 and 5 and 1 and 7 and 8, and he's going to drive the Cadillac down into the river. We hold these truths to be true. You all know how it goes. When you're in the course, you got to keep that coursing through your veins. I was born in the silent generation. Let me tell you what that means. That means sometimes I forget my own name. But I remember it now, Joe Biden. Joe Biden. And let me tell you something that goes as far back as when I was governor of the Delaware Territory. I tell you this, I'll take any guff off of any EDM, any raves out there. We got to crack down on these raves. Crack down on the raves, the people going to them. They're eating Flintstone vitamins that are low in vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, all the way down to vitamin Z, where the one vitamin they've hopped up on is Molly. We got to find this Molly, lock her up, make sure she flips state's evidence against the rest of the ecstasy gang. I'll tell you what the Constitution says. Constitution says in the beginning there was Noah, and Noah was crucified on Jesus Christ's body. That's what it says, clear print, and that the law shall be executive. I'm running for president because I want to make sure that the last gasp of the older generations is a dying vengeance on the young. You think you're going to get Bernie Sanders, you're going to get Papa Fall Down. You as well as I know that there's no way we're beating Trump in November. Not unless there's a big, big stock market crash. That's my strategy. That's the Biden campaign strategy. That's the Biden promise. We need a stock market crash of at least 10,000 points, take it back under 10,000. That's why I'm partnering with the coronavirus. That's the only hope. That's the only hope. Biden 2020, coronavirus, baby. We need 100,000 people to die from the coronavirus to start stuff for panic. Enough for panic that we can get that stock market down where Trump loses. That's the only hope we have for Biden 2020. Stocks dip, deep, dip, big dive, and then it's an old-fashioned call. That's right. You're a wagon-faced, lion dog, pony fuck, and all the lot of you are going to be called. Coronavirus, COVID is my running mate. I'm naming him right now as God's my witness. COVID-19 is my running mate. Should I win the nomination, you'd better believe it's a nightmare here and it's going to be a Biden nomination. Get that coronavirus, contract it, go out to one of the raves. Start spreading around. Get that mass death out there. We got to get a bubonic plague level to get me in there. Otherwise, 4 years to Donald Trump. That's default position. What the fuck? Where are you? You're talking to me. I know, as God's honest, exactly where I am. This is the United States Denny's. This is the United States Denny's. I know where I am. You can't. My record is clear. My record is clear here that I stand as I've always stood. I want to moose over Miami and a side of corn pop. And you better bring that with. And you better bring that with 5% milk, baby. Get that order out right now, and I'll take five straws. Five straws, why? That's how I can get suction through these baby choppers right here. Biden 2020, Biden's up, Super Tuesday. Yee-haw!
This past week, Joe Biden ignored or bent or modified social distancing advisories in order to have a closed-door sit-down meeting with the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, Gritty. Now, of course, you know us at the Underculture. We have a very rewarding relationship with someone on the Joe Biden 2020 campaign, maybe even the former vice president himself. And even if you're not a hockey fan, you're probably aware of Gritty. Since debuting last year, Gritty has become a viral sensation with a huge online following. And with Pennsylvania once again in play as a swing state this election – Indeed, Philadelphia is the headquarters of Biden 2020. You better believe it, the Biden campaign is looking for any advantage they can get, including bringing on Gritty as a campaign mascot or a campaign surrogate, or even, dare I say, a VP candidate or cabinet possibility. I don't want to give away too much. This leak is hot. This leak is hot. I can't hold it in my hands. I'm going to give it to you. Who knows? I have not had a chance to listen to this tape yet, and I probably never will. But that's never stopped me from leaking it to you when someone tells me that it is of an urgent national security interest. We should not have this, but God damn it. Thanks to our moles at the Biden campaign. Thanks, Joe. We do. Take it away, Joe Biden and Gritty.
Let me tell you something, Sam. You're going to come up here. I'm going to thump my chest and tell you one thing is two. And that is, I can do more push-ups. I challenge you right now as a final test to be a possible member of the Biden administration and the Gritty administration after that. I want to see how many push-ups you can do. Can you even get that body down and do a push-up?
I don't think so. A lot of people don't do enough flexibility work. Too stiff. Need someone loose, flexible, fluid.
I'm getting down here right now. It's a push-up challenge. I'm getting down here.
Okay.
I'm down here in push-up position. I work out every day. I have one of these butlers all around here. They spot me. They make sure that they clean off my sweat with their bare hands, and then they swallow it so there's no evidence. I want you to get down here. You're getting down now. You're trying to do push-ups, but what I'm seeing is that you've got almost like a hula hoop of a waist.
Yeah.
It's preventing you from even getting down in the push-up position.
Yeah, it's physically impossible for me to do a push-up because the way that my waist outstretches further than my arms, I am unable to do it. So what I like to call a push-up for me is I rock back and forth so that my toes hit the ground at one point and then my fingers.
What size waist do you have there? Listen, fat. You look like you're size 5XL, fat boy. You're not physically fit.
Well, look. It's all. I'm like a power lifter. You know, I look big, but I have the strength. So you better watch your tone. You know, yes, I have a 65 waist. That is true. But I will have you know that these arms, these could lift a truck if I have to.
Let me hold on. I'm going to put up my dukes for you, but let me tell you something, Gritty. I never asked this question. Are you a man or a woman? Because I'm never supposed to punch a woman. I have to have a book in between my hand and whatever the target is if I'm going to abuse. I don't abuse violently women. I'll knock the duck bill off a man, but I never even asked. Is there a gender involved with Gritty?
Well, you know, I would. I would try and put it into words, but it's hard to explain the way that the race of Gritty procreates is I puke out an egg from my mouth at 500 years of age. That egg then 200 years later cracks and then a new Gritty is born as my shell wilts away.
That reminds me of my mom. She was a tough woman. She came from a time of marmalade, but mama marmalade jam. Let me tell you something, Gritty. Come here. Let me just give you a massage here. You could get up off the ground.
Okay.
I just want to smell that flop of hair, that orange.
Yeah.
Smell like a car wash, Gritty.
Yep.
Smell like a car wash with hard work. That's right.
Yeah, I pretty much, for deodorant, I rub a black ice air freshener across my neck. So that's what you're smelling.
I'm gonna lean forward here. I'm gonna lean forward and just whisper. Now, you're a lot taller than most people I abuse this way. But I got my hands on your shoulders, and I'm gonna lean forward, Gritty, and I'm gonna go. That's right, sweetheart. You got a good future in front of you, Gritty. I don't know what shampoo you use in your hair, but the smell reminds me of the 32nd Street Amtrak station right there in Philadelphia.
Ooh.
I like that. You're a good gritty, aren't you?
I'd like to believe so.
Ah, that's right. You're not going to complain. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
It feels real good. You might think it's creepy at a distance, but when it's up close, these old, shaking, veiny hands, they've got wisdom in them to make up for what you might be attracted in early on in your life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ooh, totally.
That feels, that's right, I'm poking.
Yeah, that's a big poke right there. That's mostly my waist. I know, like, it looks like an ass, but you're going to have to go lower. this is all waist that you're poking.
Hold on a second. It feels like these are cardboard hot dog boxes that you got down there as your backside.
Yeah. No, my insides are very horrific. I'm built out of hot dog boxes, and yes, the hot dogs are still in there. I am all raw hot dogs.
So you, in some ways, you are a Zamboni machine. You just suck up whatever trash is left on the ice. Holy shit! There's an octopus in here. Somebody threw an octopus on the ice. And I guess it's been sucked up into the gritty vacuum.
Yeah. I simply open the back of Zambonis at the end of games and just have at it. So whatever's been on the ice is in.
Well, I'll tell you this, Gritty. You might not be human, but Joe Biden is sure capable of fucking the backside of a dead ice octopus. I'll tell you that.
Ah! Oh, yep. Oh, wow. Ah! Yep. I mean, that's all. The octopus is getting all the action. I'm kind of just watching. Yep.
This is what I call Chesapeake hentai. I'm done.
All right. Well, okay. I was just getting into it. All right. Bye.
I know you can look. I'm not one of. I don't usually pleasure the other partner, but you're welcome. You're welcome to fiddle yourself or whatever you want. I'm just going to sit here and have an ice cream.
I think it's ringing. Well, did somebody take the phone off the hook?
Is he talking to me?
Did the phone get connected, or is that still the debate prep guy?
What's happening? Are you talking to me?
Hey, listen, fat.
What?
Well, listen up, fat.
Who's fat?
You think that you're such a big can of lard. Let me tell you something. When I get up against you, pal, thanks for taking the phone call. It's good to talk to you.
There it is. There's the guy I know. Is this Sleepy Joe? Did you wake up long enough to sit down in your stupid library?
I don't sleep.
Make a phone call.
I spend all night in a rocking chair. Doing reps, repetitions, jumping jacks from a rocking chair.
You are Rocket Jack. That's one of my favorite Elton John B-sides. It's Rocket Jack. Rocket Jack. Where are you going? To the beef, the tenderloin. Rocket Jack. Let go of the stones.
You know, Don, it was funny you say that. I was supposed to be on that marathon Elton John concert he did from everybody's home. But I got mixed up in the green screen and fell down into backwards into the green screen like a...
Did you disappear into it?
Well, I was in the middle of singing my song. I was wearing all green, and I was singing, Life Could Be a Dream. You know, an old hit.
Of course.
And I tumbled right into the green screen, so it just looked like a pile of invisible doo-doo.
Oh, I thought it was like that John Ritter movie where you went to the green screen, and then you had various green screen adventures. With Pam Dauber, remember that?
Let me tell you the movies I remember, pal. I remember the movie where John Wayne showed up and stood across.
Oh boy, Joe, how's it going? You shake too many hands.
I'm in self-quarantine down here. What I'm led to believe is my own home.
What's the point?
They put a blanket over me every night, and every morning they take it off. And they say, "You can stop rocking in that chair, pal." Corn pops at the door, and that's what gets me going. Faster than any Fig Newton or any cup of coffee. They tell me corn pop, and wow, I'm up and I'm ambling towards the refrigerator faster. If faster than a Greek. Well, you know how it goes.
Listen, we have a very terrible Chinese virus. This virus was sent from China. It was straight from the Big Trouble, Little China. Okay, and this virus is coming. This is only one of the three waves. There's storms. There's wind. Lightning.
Huh? You mean to tell me that you're there summoning dark powers from the east, from the far east, and then you have blue lightning bolts going all over you while a dump truck comes and empties something in the alley with your eyeballs turning on electric blue?
Yeah, and then Kim Cattrall's there, and she's like, "Hey, boy, I'm sexy. You remember me?" And I'm like, "No, but here's the point."
I saw that movie in the theater with my son Hunter Biden, and I got so mad at that violence that was rated the kids watching that. I walked up and I went up to the projector and I punched out that projectionist and I threw him off of three stories. His legs are broken to this day.
Wow. Do you think that's what the trigger moment that made Hunter have such addiction problems?
Well, I agree with you. Look, you lay off of my son, Hunter. But I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Everything we did. Now, I want lay off it in general, Don. You don't want me to come in after you. Let's have a nice, clean fight.
Excuse me. You can do whatever you want. You can do it and put up my dude. You can put up whatever you want. You want to beat up Eric? You want to punch out Don Jr.? You want to have your go with Tiffany? It's only $100.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make it curb. You're trying to get part of the political advantage from this damn flu that's going around.
Part of it? We're canceling the election. What are you, nuts? I called to tell you, you're totally toast. You're going to do an e-convention in August that's going to be a giant Zoom. And everyone's going to go, there he is on the big Zoom screen. And there's Joe talking and looking in the wrong direction.
Who told him how we're doing the convention? That's right. We're going to have one big green screen. And it's going to be one giant-sized fake bookshelf on the green screen behind me, and it's just going to be me sitting there reading my notes. Who told him what we're doing in August?
Here's the thing, Joe. I'm going to let you off the hook. I'm just not going to have the election. And that way, it's like you never lost.
Hey, forfeits. Okay? You all heard of me, forfeits, right?
No,
here. Let me tell you something.
I'm forfeiting.
You're going to try to cancel the election? Well, then I'm gonna undo that once I'm in office as vice president one more time.
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna get into office. I'm gonna win as vice president one more time. And then the moment you cancel that election, I'm gonna undo that. And I'm gonna say tag back. That's a freeze tag, pal.
Okay, this is the first time in a conversation that I've had with anybody ever where I actually truly do feel like I am more in charge and have better mental faculty than the person I'm talking to. And that's my entire life, including my dementia-riddled mother.
Your mother, she looked like an eraser from a school box. When you get a little box of pencils at school, she looked like the eraser that was half rubbed off.
A lot of people don't know this, but she was the stand-in for the movie Eraserhead.
You lay off my pal David Lynch. Listen to me. I got a little box of some people that come out of the floor. There's a little box that spills out. The little people come up with their hands in the air and they say, Joe, don't run, Joe.
Oh, I know. I went to a theater where a woman was singing. And then the next thing you know, I was just a cue.
Mr. President, I want to say something very important before we have to end this call here. I got to have my ice cream lunch. Before I take another nap, and we broadcast that live to my supporters who donated $2,000 each.
What kind of ice cream do you have?
I only ever eat the right kind of ice cream, which is pure white ice cream. And my record is clear.
Not even vanilla, just frozen milk with no flavor?
I only care about the colors. I don't care about the specific ethnic origin of any ice cream, as long as it's pure white. That's what
you're my kind of guy, Joe.
Let me tell you, Mr. President, we got to come together in a unity ticket to beat this dangerous threat of the Corona Trump. And my record is clear. I'm always willing to settle differences and reach across the aisle as long as that compromise heads in a right-wing direction, not a left-wing direction. Okay. So what I propose is a unity ticket. to destroy the destruction that's been forced on this country by Donald Trump, by you bringing me on as vice president. We run just on the same ticket like that. And that's how we take Donald Trump down, is that I go in as his vice president. America's okay. Vice president. That There's sounds, no term limits on a VP.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea, Joe. Sure.
Take care of Drive Mike Pence.
You know what? I even have a better idea. You can run as my VP. I can't stand Mike so much. This Corona thing's totally gotten to his head. He's like Bobby Brady when he became the hall monitor. Next thing you know, he's like, wash your hands, wash your hands. We'll run against him. We'll make Pence the Democrat. We'll run against him and defeat him.
All you got to do is get a Bible and wave it around like a dog bone and then throw it and he'll go chase it. And then bam, candy ticket right there.
And not only that, Corona, COVID-19 will be the Democrat nominee and Pence will be its vice president. How about that?
All right, we'll that sounds COVID. Like a deal. That sounds like a deal.
What a great phone call. I'm so glad I spoke to you. This is so a great
phone call. This reminds me of the great phone calls of history.
Okay, can I, I think he fell asleep. Joe, hello? Joe, wake up.
Who put this guy on the green screen behind me?
That's you, Joe.
Oh, no, I'm going to pick up the phone here. Oh, wait, that was the phone inside the green screen. Oh, boy, I'm not going to hold it down.
Wait, are you trapped in the green screen again? No, Joe, no!
Hello? Hello there, Pennsylvania 6, 5,000.
Yeah, Joe, this is Senator Sanders.
On the line, ring, ring. All the way down to Miami. Who's on? Who's on?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Give me
right
Wisconsin.
Here.
Papa needs a popular vote win.
Yes, Joe. Yes,
hello,
Joe.
Hello, hello.
We're connected. We are connected via a Zoom
Bernie, how you doing, pal? How you holding up there, Sam?
I don't know what those nicknames are, Joe. My name is Bernie. I don't even have a middle name.
Chesapeake Sal. I got to congratulate you. You fought hard. You lost even harder.
Okay.
And I am proud to stand here as a winner of this here primary and a future loser of the general election. And look you eyeball to eyeball, face to face in this magic box and tell you I'm proud
okay.
to concede this election that I've won right here.
I don't know why you are conceding, Joe. You beat me in the primary race. Well, you didn't beat me. Let's face it. We called it off.
Old base.
And the DNC was going to keep sending voters to their deaths if I didn't drop out and, you know, go and separate.
Whoa,
Joe, that sounds bad. Are you coughing into the crook of your elbow?
Bernie, I'm fit as a fiddle on Franklin's knee. Let me tell you, I don't cough into the crook of nothing. Oh. What I do is I spit it up.
I can't believe this is the nominee. I can't believe
it. I get out there on that God's honest table desk right in front of
God,
me.
God, Joe, this does not sound good. This does not look good.
Oh, what do you mean it doesn't look good? We paid $5,000 an hour for that backdrop and that green screen. We went through every color and rainbow.
Oh, my God.
We went through pink. Goldenrod, orange, tangerine, high C, baby, purple stuff.
This is what it's called.
I went in front of a fuchsia screen, blew everybody's eyeballs out, bloodshot, spewing everywhere. I felt
Joe,
at home for
Joe,
once.
Let's come together.
Burn.
Enough, Joe. Let's come together.
Right. You ever get your eyeballs to burn?
Well, not strictly speaking, but I've had a severe migraine headache for the last 45 years. I think of it as a working migraine. Okay, again, not the reason I called. Congratulations, you won the primary. Now let's come together and defeat Donald Trump in November.
Good luck with that one, pal. We're going down like a Titanic strapped to a Lusitania, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
you can hear this campaign's blueprint on vinyl. It's called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. We're going to lose all
Glenn
the states
Lightfoot.
Border that state.
I'm familiar with Gordon Lightfoot, Joe. There's more important things than Canadian folk sing a song.
Tegan and Sarah, that's where my money's at, Byrne.
You get their names out of your goddamn filthy mouth, Joe.
Hey, Jill, Lucky. Hey, Jill, look, I got Danny Moynihan here on the Zoom.
No, Joe. Joe, I don't know what you're thinking. I'm not Daniel Patrick Moynihan. We have a completely different balding pattern.
I'd know that voice anywhere. Senator Moynihan. It's been a long time. I don't know why you didn't say hello.
How could this confuse you? I'm not wearing a bow tie.
I always love a good moderate senator from a very liberal progressive state.
Don't, okay.
You gotta drag these fucks back to the center.
Okay. Hey, Joe, look, as, yeah, sure, it's me.
Pop Warner. Warner.
Daniel Patrick Moynihan. I'm
Pop
sorry.
Warner,
I've been busy.
Warner Brothers. Brothers
Grimm. Look, the center has moved more to the left than it was before, you Joe.
Left,
you got to run against
right.
some of the
game.
Things that used to be
pass.
Moderate back when
Ball
we were
right around the
in
right
our
plate.
Moderate heyday.
Watch
oh,
out,
boy, I guess
out.
The kids these days, right? That's what I say. Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
Center's move. Center can't stand. Center's move. Yeah, right of
oh, my God.
Center,
he's doing a square.
Moving,
he's
center
doing
right.
some kind of centrist
center
think tank
center
square
center
dance. Run right. to the left, Joe. Run to the left. That's where 120 million independent voters are.
And 120 million voters are
this
left.
Is the call
left,
we're stuck with
right.
for the
run. Right,
a gas guzzler
right,
with the front bumper falling
right.
off and all of the headlights are out.
November, 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 November,
now he's
November.
Singing. He's singing
November,
Gordon
November.
He's singing Gordon Lightfoot. He's singing November, the recommended
Edmund November, November,
stop
November,
singing that goddamn
November.
Song.
That's the happiest song I've ever heard about the month of November. That's my campaign song.
Joel, the wreck of the
November,
Edmund Fitzgerald
November,
is a
November,
terrible
November,
campaign
November,
song
November,
to attach
November,
yourself.
November, November.
All right, I endorse you.
November,
I endorse you.
November,
I did it. I did my part.
November,
I endorse you.
November,
I endorse
November,
you.
November,
we're done.
Look, it's so such an honor to have everybody here on board with Biden 2020. They dump some bad news on us like a scoop of chocolate right in the lap. We've had a good rollout of the campaign, and gosh darn it, just the last week, we slipped a little bit in the polls there in the CNN poll. We're just down 7 points. This touching stuff, you don't mind it. You see, I've had my hands on three of your shoulders here right now, talking to you here. Not one of you has said anything to the press. Let's try out some songs. I want songs that are going to steer right into it. I want a song that's going to help me spin this bad news cycle and turn it around. And look, if there's a good ice cream reference in there, let's do that too. What do you say? What do you say, sweetheart? You want to hit that here? Let me put my hand over your hand as we just press play on this one. That's it. It's a vinyl. Oh, you like the way it spins, huh? Biden 2020. There it is. Biden 2020. This goes out to the gals. Sitting on a park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent. Oh, it's hot, yeah. Da 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 da. Scoops running down his nose. Sticky fingers smearing shabby clothes. Now that's what a soft serve will do. Hey, Aqualung! Drying in the cold sun. Watching as the frilly panties run. Oh, we're running for president, right? Hey, Aqualung! Feeling like a dead duck. Tell me about it. Spitting out pieces of his broken blood. Hey, Aqualung. Biden 2020. Sun streaking cold. An old man wandering lonely. I know the feeling. Taking time. The only way he knows. With two scoops of Rocky Road. Leg hurting bad as he bends down to pick a dog and he goes down to the bog and warms his feet. I choose to read that in a sexual tone. Da-ba-da-da. Feeling alone. I know the feeling. The army's up the road right there in Arlington. Salvation a la mode. And a cup of Joe. Yeah, babe. Aqualung, my friend. Don't just start away uneasy. You poor old sod. You see, it's only. That stands for sodomite, right? Yeah, okay, good. That's good. We get the gay community. Got everybody into this big tent movement, you know what I mean? Do you still remember December's foggy freeze? There's more ice cream when the ice that clings onto your beard with screaming agony. When you touch the rat's killing black breasts with deep sea diver sounds and the flowers bloom like madness in the spring. Oh, yeah, it's hot.
Sun streaking cold, an old man wandering lonely. I've been there, taking time the only way he knows. Stumbling between one ice cream scoop and a broad, he bends down to pick the doggin. He goes down to the bog and warms his feet. Again, you can have sex like that. Whoa, feeling alone. The army's up the road. Salvation a la mode and a cup of joe. Aqualung, my friend, don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see it's only me, Joe Biden. Yeah! Wow. You know what this band needs? Somebody playing flute. Am I wrong? You know, you say this, they said you did the other thing. I don't remember what I did 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I was swinging around. I had a dungeon, for God's sake. I had a dungeon downstairs in the townhouse. People say, hey, they cringe at that. You know, everybody down there was one of them. Everybody was strapped in with Velcro, I tell you. Oh, you got good hair there, baby. Let me get a sniff of that. What is that, vanilla? I tell you, I want to go down to the state of Georgia and just grab everybody. Anybody, when's the last time Sherman burned Atlanta to the ground? I just want to go down. I want to touch it. I want to just gently push Atlanta to its knees. And if it wants to do something while it's down there, then let it go for it. You know what the abbreviation for Delaware is? I'll tell you exactly. D-E-D-E. D-E-D-E-D-E-D-E-D-E-D-E-D-E-D-E. Aqualung, my friend, don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see it's only me. I love getting the word sodomite into a campaign song. It's hateful, but it brings them in. Biden 2020. Hot Biden 2020. Da-ka-da-booka-da. Sitting on a park bench. Eyeing little girls with bad intent. I don't regret anything I've done. In Congress or out. Snot's running down his nose. You got a cone, it's gonna leak. Sticky fingers smearing shabby clothes. Hey, Aqualung, drying in the cold sun, watching as the frilly panties run for president. Hey, Aqualung, woo! Feeling like a dead duck, spitting out pieces of his broken lung. Hey, Aqualung. Oh, yeah. Think you think about pop. Anybody want to help me rub this one out? Da 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 da. Oh, Aqualung. Biden 2020. I like this one. I think it puts a good spin on some bad news that they forced on us in the last couple of weeks. Call this Jethro Tull and make sure he hasn't endorsed Bernie yet. And if he's got a couple of young gals with him, you know, as long as the paperwork's good, bring him on through. All right, everybody, let's go out there and win this unlosable election.
Please leave your message.
Hey, why don't we call it Amtrak Lung? Amtrak Lung, my friend, don't just start away uneasy.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Dog. Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.